Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
We have come to the place where we are examining the purpose for the writing of the book of Obadiah. Yes, Obadiah, in case you haven't been with us the last couple of days, is the book that we are now studying after having completed our examination of the book of Malachi. And if you think Malachi was a relatively obscure book, it's generally known because it is the last book in the Bible and most, or the Old Testament, and most people know that. But it is not widely studied, though there are a couple of passages in it that are fairly well known, particularly depending upon the particular pastor and church that you might be a part of. But if you think Malachi is relatively obscure, the book of Obadiah is greatly obscure, and I would venture to say that the majority of you radio listeners have probably never studied the book of Obadiah, maybe have never heard even one message from the book of Obadiah. Now, I'm sure there are some of you for whom that is not true, but I would venture to say that for the majority of you, that is exactly the case, which, as I tried to point out on the broadcast yesterday, is all the more reason for us to study this book. It is God's Word. It is one of the 66 books of the Bible. It is Scripture. It is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. It is often overlooked and ignored, and therefore it is important that we take the time to study it, and that's what we are doing on the broadcast. The Beacon Broadcast started on Monday, and here we are on Wednesday, April 22. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for helping us financially maintain this Bible teaching ministry on this station. The book opens by the phrase, "The Vision of Obadiah." Obadiah, a little-known prophet who was a servant of Jehovah and a worshiper of Jehovah, who had received revelation from God, which it was his joyful duty to declare to others. And that's what he is doing, and so we're talking about the purpose of the book of Obadiah. And actually, there are four purpose statements that I want to give you, because we're basically in the midst of introductory material for the book. And so here is the fourfold purpose. Number one, to communicate a message from the Lord. Number two, to announce judgment upon Edom. Number three, to proclaim a message to the nations. And number four, to proclaim a message of encouragement to Israel. Or we could say to affirm promises to Israel. Now let's go back and look at these again. It is first of all given to communicate a message from the Lord. The vision of Obadiah. Thus says the Lord God concerning Edom, we have heard a report from the Lord, and the messenger has been sent among the nations. Now, in that, I didn't even read all of verse 1, but already what have we heard? We've heard the word vision. What is a vision? A vision is a revelation from God that was given to a prophet. You no doubt have heard that text, where there is no vision, the people perish. a terribly misunderstood and misused text by some, because we are prone to apply our American modern English understanding of the word vision to that text and miss its meaning altogether. And I have heard it preached in this vein, where there is not a vision of great things for God, where there is not a vision of winning souls for God, where there is not a vision of enlarging the church and doing mighty and wonderful things for God, where there is not a vision of people striving for greater advancement and service in the kingdom of God, where these things are lacking, the people perish. That makes interesting and compelling preaching, but the only problem is it's a misunderstanding of the text. Where there is no revelation from God, the people perish. That's the vision we're talking about. God spoke to the prophets in visions. He gave them a vision, and that's what this is. That's what it's telling us. The vision of Obadiah, thus says the Lord God, concerning Edom, we have heard a report from the Lord. Now see, there are three phrases there that tell us that this is God's word that has come to Obadiah. Number one, the word vision. Number two, the phrase, thus says the Lord God. You can't miss that one. And the third one is, we have heard a report from the Lord. Three times in three different ways, the prophet Obadiah, before we've even gotten out of verse 1, the introductory verse of his prophecy, three times he tells us clearly that what he's communicating is the word of God. It has come to him from God. God has communicated a vision, that is a divine revelation. God has communicated his word. God has given him a report to give to the people. And as a faithful servant of Jehovah, that's exactly what he's going to do. Now, if you will take the time to study the Old Testament prophets, you will be astounded, I think, at the multiple times these prophets claimed that what they are speaking is a revelation from God. Some of them make a statement like that in every chapter, and often more often. But some of the Old Testament prophets, if you'll go through and just read the first verse of every chapter, just flipping through the pages, you will find that in some cases, not in all of them, but in some cases, virtually every chapter opens by saying, the word of the Lord came unto me saying. The word of the Lord came to me saying. And then the prophet gives what God said to him. That's what a prophet does. That's his responsibility. That's his office. He is a mouthpiece. He is a spokesman for God. God gives him the word to communicate to others. If I didn't have the New Testament statements about the inspiration of Scripture, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost, I still would know that the Bible is the word of God simply by these statements from the prophets. The word of the Lord came unto me saying, what does that mean? But that this is God's word. And that's what you have here. The vision of Obadiah, thus says the Lord God, we have heard a report from the Lord. And so, what's the purpose of the book of Obadiah? Number one, to communicate a message from God. What else? It is to announce judgment upon Edom. It is a message concerning Edom. That's what we read. The vision of Obadiah, thus says the Lord God, concerning Edom. We have heard a report from the Lord, and a messenger has been sent among the nations, saying, arise, let us rise up against her for battle. And on it goes. Now, we'll have to get into the contents of the book of Obadiah to make it clear what is prophesied here concerning Edom, that it is in fact judgment upon Edom. But you can see from the very beginning, this opening verse, that this book centers upon the nation of Edom. Thus says the Lord God concerning Edom. It is a message about Edom. It is a message to Edom. And that is the purpose of the book, is to communicate to the nation of Edom God's word to them. Now, this is a Jewish prophet, but he is proclaiming a message that is directed to the nation of Edom. It is, in many respects, about Edom, but it is also a warning to Edom and a gracious revelation of God to Edom to repent of her sins. So, what's the purpose of the book? Number one, to communicate a message from the Lord. Number two, to announce judgment upon Edom. Number three, to proclaim a message to the nations. It goes beyond Edom. You say, it isn't very common, is it, for a Jewish prophet in the Old Testament to prophesy to another country besides Israel? Not terribly common, but this is not the only example. There are others as well. But here, though Edom is the primary nation that is in view for this prophecy, it even goes beyond that. It goes to the nations. Again, verse 1, the vision of Obadiah. Thus saith the Lord God concerning Edom, we have heard a report from the Lord, and a messenger has been sent among the nations. So, what is the purpose for the writing of this book? I repeat, number one, to communicate a message from the Lord. Number two, to announce judgment upon Edom. Number three, to proclaim a message to the nations. We're told that a messenger has been sent among the nations. That messenger, presumably, is Obadiah, the prophet, who prophesies to Edom. He prophesies beyond Edom to the nations as well. And what we find in this opening verse is that his proclamation to the nations is a call to war against Edom. This is a proclamation of God's judgment upon Edom. We have heard a report from the Lord, and a messenger has been sent among the nations saying what? Arise, and let us rise up against her, that is Edom, for battle. Three purpose statements, but yet one more. This prophecy is also a message to encourage Israel, or to affirm promises to Israel. And for that, we have to move to the closing section of the book, and that covers verses 17 through 21. And I'm going to save that until we get there. But I'll just read the first part of verse 17. But on Mount Zion there shall be deliverance. There is judgment pronounced upon Edom, but to Israel there is pronounced deliverance. There is encouragement. There is a positive promise. To Edom, what we might call a negative promise. Your time of judgment has come. The cup of your iniquity is now full. God is going to pour out judgment upon you because of your sins, and they will be enumerated. We will see what they are. For Israel, there is a different promise, and that is the purpose for this book. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.